We talk a lot about having a community inside of your office. Today, we're going to talk about the community that you live in and how that can help you grow your real estate brokerage. Today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Doctor of Flow. I'm here as usual with the big guy, Matt Vi. What's up, Matt?
Just living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
What are we talking about today, Matt?
Yeah, so we talk about having a community, inside your inside the environment of your office, and how that helps you recruit. But recently we had a couple of conversations with some of our brokers, and we talked about having, you know, being involved in your actual community,
yeah,
and how that can help you grow your brokers. So we figured we'd bring that to the podcast and share a little bit of that with everyone.
Yeah, I love that. It's one of my favorite topics. I'm really excited about this one. Guys, we have a community that you can be a part of. Every single Friday, Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society, we meet. It's absolutely free, 12 to 1. And come and talk to us about growing brokerages. Matt and I are there live. We'd love to see you. We love meeting podcast listeners and you know, just kind of networking together. It's really cool. So, Matt.
Yep.
When you say, okay, you know, we're going to start, I don't want to use the word use, right? The word use and community, they don't go very well together.
Right.
Leverage.
Right.
It's probably a good way. When we talk about leveraging our community, are you talking about, you know, going out every day and shaking the mailman's hand?
Maybe.
Or are you talking about, hey, I want to get involved with, you know, local charity?
Maybe.
Are you talking about, you know, going and to 7 different churches every Sunday?
Maybe not.
Let's talk about just that a little bit.
Yeah, so we talk a lot about having a community and a good culture and a great environment for your office, right? We discuss that a lot. Okay. But you know, we don't discuss as much the importance of being connected with your community, the actual community that you serve in your real estate business, right? And so that's what, you know, we wanted to draw that distinction a little bit today so that we can talk about the latter. We do have a lot of content on the former. And so, you know, here's the big picture with it, right? Hopefully what you're doing in your community, the one that you actually live in, is you're presenting yourself as a solution for real estate.
Okay.
As a broker, you're of course helping people buy and sell real estate, but you're also helping your customers and your agents help their customers and clients make sure that they're enjoying the lifestyle that's offered by the community that they're living in.
Yeah.
Right. The more that you can do that, the better off that everyone's going to be. We all know that. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. What does that have to do with recruiting? Right. That's
agreed.
That's where we're really going to dig in.
So my next question is, what does all that have to do with recruiting?
Great question.
Way to lead me into that one, Matt.
Yeah, great question. So we need to make sure that we keep in mind that we have to have a culture of growth.
Yeah.
Okay. If we have a culture of growth, that means that people around us, they're excited about us adding new people to the office.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes your agents get excited about it and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't care. Sometimes they don't like it and sometimes they're excited about it.
Right.
It's real estate. Accept, decline, or amend.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what we want to make sure that we're doing is we want to make sure that we exert that peer pressure on them for them to know why we want to grow.
Yep.
Our community is a great place to do that. Okay.
So
let me give you a very specific example, right? So there is, so let's say that, you know, once a quarter, you and your whole office take a day off or half a day off. They all agree to put this on their schedule. So on January 5th, when you're in your sales meeting or whatever, you agree that on March 28th, that everybody is going to take a half a day off and they're going to work with whatever their favorite community involvement is. And they're going to be engaged in that and truly be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, now we want to do that because that's your culture. That's who you are. And you truly want to help your community. We get that, right? However, if you really want to help your community, doesn't that mean that the more people that you could get to do that, the more help your community would receive? Yeah. Doesn't that mean that? Okay. So now from January 5th until March 20, whatever it was.
28.
So all of the conversations that you have with recruits leading up to that, have that conversation with them and say, listen, I get it. You're happy where you're at. You never want to leave. I appreciate you sitting down with me. You know, we won't work for each other. However, on the 28th of March, you know, we take a half day off, and that half day off, you know, we all just agree to go to our community and we all agree to just work on some piece of our community, whatever that is. Are you going to coach soccer that day? Are you going to be part of the church cleanup that day? Are you going to, you know, work at whatever that is?
Hand out food to the homeless or something like
that. Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever that is. Now what you're going to do is you're going to go to all of the people that you talk about during that time, and you're going to say, hey, look, I'd love it if you're with us, but even if you're not with us, you can still be with us.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. You're going to have some people say, oh, that's a really great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me see. Right. Because you talked to them on February 4th.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, I'd like to do that. Maybe we can do that. Now you're going to follow up with them, and you're going to have Betty Sue, who's in your office, who is part of the church cleanup, right? Or whatever it is, or the soup kitchen handout line person.
Yeah.
You're going to say, hey, Betty Sue, by the way, you know, I talked to Dr. Ben, and Dr. Ben might want to be involved with some of what we're doing community-wise. Do you mind reaching out to them and just checking and seeing if they'll join us on the 28th? Now you have an agent in your office reaching out to another agent that's in another office, connecting with them, hopefully starting a conversation with them. And at that point, they're saying, hey, are you going to join us on the 28th? All being part of this. So now the person that you met on the 4th, it's going to take a couple of days to get in touch with them. There's going to, you know, Betty Sue's going to call you back or whatever the deal is. Next thing you know, you've agreed to show up. Now I get to call you back and say, hey, I talked to Betty Sue. I heard that, you know, you're going to join us on the 28th. I really love that. Is there anybody else that you know that might be interested in doing that I could reach out to? So now all of a sudden, without it being about recruiting, I have a person that I'm talking to that, you know, I'm just going to act like it's this way. This isn't exactly what it is, but this is for comedic effect, okay? Right. You're forcing them to be part of the community. You're forcing them to be more charitable.
Right.
And now you're going to trick them into, again, joking about the wording, now you're going to trick them into telling you somebody else that they know that's another agent that might be involved with this. So over that quarter, you now have 3, 4, 5 people, and Betty Sue's calling people, one person wanted to soup kitchen, the other person wanted to coach soccer, the other person wanted to whatever, and the other person wanted to do cleanup on the side of the road or the beach or whatever it is. Now all of a sudden you've got all of these people that are connected. This is taking you minutes to do.
Right.
Keep in mind, this is not a 96-hour conversation 5 times a week.
For sure.
Okay? This is a couple minutes here and there, connecting people, talking, making sure everybody knows how to get whatever information they need to get. Now at the end of all of that, you put a social media post out, and the social media post that you put out is, hey, I'm so proud of all of my people that helped out with all of these organizations. You know, we were able to impact the community in seven ways, 19 total hours combined. You know, a special thanks to, and you tag a couple of those people that were outside your office that are doing this. Now, the people that are involved in the community that you're helping is like, hey, that's a great real estate company.
Yeah.
The agents that you're talking to that are not with your company are like, hey, that was kind of cool. All I had to do was show up, and I've got that feeling now. Your agents are like, you know, hey, I got to talk to these people. We got to help out. Some of those people are like, well, I normally don't have this much help whenever I do the side of the road cleanup.
Yeah.
I love it that I have these extra side of the road cleanup people.
Yeah.
All the way around, the community is getting this huge benefit. There is a feeling of community with everyone, and your office is demonstrating a culture of growth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Right. And so that could be absolutely, if that matches you, that's a tactic that you could be really successful with in your community and recruiting, just leveraging you being someone that is a community advocate that is helping other people be part of that.
Yeah. You could adopt a turnpike.
You could adopt a turnpike. That's exactly right.
You guys, you have to throw back to the last episode to get that joke. But Yeah, I just love that. So let's say I'm calling agents, I'm a broker, and I'm like, hey, we're going to, you know, we adopted a highway, or we're going to go to the soup kitchen, or right. we're going to do all these, you know, really cool things. And they're like, no, I'm not interested. Do you ever be like, what would Jesus do?
No.
You know, I guess my question is, how do you have that conversation? Because again, it puts that person in a little bit of pressure of, you know, but you don't want them to, I mean, you do, but you don't want them to feel like, you know what I mean? Like, you get what I'm saying, everybody. And I don't know how to say it correctly, but.
How not to guilt them into it?
Exactly. You don't want to make them feel guilty and have that associated with you if they choose not to do it.
Right. So I think that's pretty easy, right? But you know how I am, right? I don't have any awards on my wall for being the most empathetic person.
I'm going to get you one.
Don't. If you're worried about that, then just text them. Right, make it unilateral communication instead of forcing it into a bilateral communication.
Okay,
right. So I'd say, you know, hey Ben, you know, I'm glad we, you know, met a couple of months ago, and I love it that you're staying where you are, or you know, maybe you're still thinking about, you know, whatever. Oh, but on the 28th, this is what we're doing. If you're interested, you know, I'd love to get you in touch with Betty Sue in my office. She actually heads that up. If it's not something you're interested in, I understand completely. Let's talk soon, and move on.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just have something. If you're really worried about that, 100%, I would just text it.
Yeah, just like, you know, just like no pressure. We'd love for you to be there.
Right.
And
if you don't, we're not saying you suck if you don't, and all that kind of stuff. Right. That's all. Yeah,
we're not saying it.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. I gotcha. All of a sudden, Ben's a charity Nazi. Yeah,
we're not saying it.
But you know we mean it.
You know what we're thinking. Okay, so you know, you've given some examples of you know, different things that people do. We've taken the pressure off of the broker, it being all on their shoulders, right? Get your agents involved. We've taken the pressure off of the recruit, and we've said, look, you don't have to. We just really like you, and we thought you'd really want to be part of that.
Right.
Marketing versus promotion.
Yep.
Right. That's where I'm going with this. How do you do this at scale? You know, because if it's like a big event, like I know, you know, our friends at Brick Driven, right? They did their thing with their local Salvation Army kitchen.
Yep.
And it was just a huge hit. How do you do this at scale? So that, not only are you help benefiting your brokerage, of course, right?
By getting
a lot of agents involved.
Right.
But, man, you're crushing it for that organization.
Right.
Or that because that's the main goal. You're crushing
Absolutely
it for that
it
organization that makes them want to say, number one, man, we want you to do this again next
Absolutely.
Year. Number two, any agent that comes across them, they're going to say, you need to talk to this broker.
Yep, 100%. Yep. So how do you get the word out about that? So it cannot be one way. You can't market it. You can't just put the flyer up and say, okay, everybody, you know, I'd love for you to participate in this on this date at this time.
In a sales meeting.
Right. And that's what happens a lot.
Yes.
Okay. And the reason why is because brokers get busy.
Yep.
Okay. And so I completely get that. But don't agree to help if you can't help, number one. Okay. All right. Number two, an important part of this is make sure that whatever that community organization is, that you ask them what type of help they really need.
Yeah. That's okay? a good point.
Because you don't want to say, yes, I can bring 30 people. And they're like, no, we really need money. And you're like, that's okay. I'll see you with 30 people on the 15th. Yeah. Right. And everybody's standing around going, what are we all doing here? And then it looks like, right. Okay.
They're like, get your wallets out.
That's right. And they're like, whoa. So you have to make sure that matches.
Yeah.
Right. You have to make sure that is that you have everything set up the way that is going to benefit who you're actually trying to benefit.
Yeah. You don't want to look like an idiot.
Right. Absolutely. Right. And you don't want to be ineffective with your support.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so absolutely you ask them. And then the other thing is it's best if you have somebody that helps you out with this, especially if it's not going to be the same exact, right? So some people, let's go back to the soup kitchen thing, right? Maybe soup kitchen is 100% what your whole office wants to do.
Okay.
Okay. I love that. That's typically not the case.
Right.
Right. As soon as you have an office and you start to grow and you've got different people, some people are like, I don't give a damn about a soup kitchen, but I'll help out with this.
Yeah.
And so you've got to find somebody that kind of helps head that up. And the best way of finding somebody that helps head that up, in my opinion, is to look to your office first and then look outside your office. Right. Yeah. So one of the things that you could do, this would take a little bit of time, but let's say you go back to all of the people that you've ever met with, recruits, that did not join your company. Let's say you go back to all of them and you say, hey, look, this year a big part of our focus is we want to be very involved with the charities that are positively impacting our community.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask what charities you're involved with?
Okay.
Oh, you're going to get ghosted on it, right? We know what happens, right? Some people are going to reply, stop, yeah. Right? Some people are going to reply back with an answer. Those should be the small groups. The big group is Casper. The big group is the people that are just going to ignore nothing. You, right? Right.
Yep.
They're going to ghost you. So what you're going to do is you're going to reach out to all of them and you're going to try to instigate that conversation, because some of those people are going to say, it's funny that you ask. I'm the chairman of this year, or I'm the whoever of this year. At that point, you're going to be able to help and lean into that if you want. But I'm going to urge you, go back to what I said just a second ago. Start with your own office first.
Yeah.
Have that conversation with your own office. Who's involved in this? And here's what will happen, because this happened to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to my own office and said, who's involved in what charity and, you know, what is it that you're trying to do? Because we're trying to plan out, you know, where we can make the most impact, all that kind of stuff. And got a couple responses back, not a whole lot of responses. 4 months later, 5 months later, we're in a sales meeting talking about, you know, whatever's going on and everything. And somebody brings up and says, well, hey, you know, I we're helping out with this, but this is really what I care about. And I was basically like, what the hell? Where were you 4 or 5 months ago?
Right.
Right. You had your head in the sand. You weren't paying attention, which is what I wanted to say.
Right.
Oh, but I didn't. Of course, I said, you know what? That's great. How about if you and I spend a few minutes afterwards and we'll figure out how we can still impact that?
Okay.
Okay. My guess what happened in that situation is they were not involved before. They became involved. They weren't putting a lot of effort into it. But because we were fundraising and giving money to several different things, they raised their hand and were like, well, I'm with your office. How come I can't get some of this money for the charity that now I'm obligated to help out with, right? So that kind of stuff happens, okay?
Yeah.
And so you don't want to lose agents over this. You don't want to create issues over this. You want to create bridges with this.
Yeah, an opportunity.
Absolutely. So start with your office first. Then reach out to all the people that you've met with. And then start making sure it's part of the other people that you're connected with, like new agents going forward, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be, if you did nothing else, right? If you're not trying to hire 500 people a year, if you did nothing else, you're going to hire 5 to 10 people with this during the course of the year if you're truly engaged and if you're truly leveraging this to help the community. There's going to be people you come across that are like, I want to be part of that. Because real estate to me isn't just about a commission split. It's also about being part of the community and truly helping people. Because think about it. A lot of the people that are in real estate have that nurture personality.
Yeah.
This is gonna speak to them, and it's going to allow you the opportunity to really lean in and help.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the last point that I want to make here is, of course, when you do this, follow-up is still extremely important.
Always.
It's not like a recruit's going to come and, you know, help you at the soup kitchen and then say, oh, I want to join your brokerage today.
Right. Because you helped out with this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or you don't talk to them
for another 3 months.
And they're just like, and then you call and they're like, who's this again?
That's right.
Right. So you got to make sure that you're paying attention to that follow up as well. Yep. Not only obviously will that help you grow your brokerage, but then on top of that, when you go back around to do this again next time, man, those people are going to be even more willing and more available to say absolutely. And part of your follow-up can keep them in the loop on future things that you're doing in that form or fashion
100%
as well. So just don't forget that little piece. Matt, anything else that you want to add?
No, that's a great point. It's absolutely something that has to be taken into account.
Yeah, absolutely. This could be an entire recruiting strategy. Absolutely. Just helping your community all year long and putting the agents that help in some sort of follow-up system.
Absolutely.
And you're crushing it. So yep. Matt, why don't you tell everybody what they should do in the links in the description below?
I'll do it. So what you should do is you should go down there, click on the link, put your information in so that you get reminders, which will help you join us every Friday at 12 o'clock Eastern time for Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. We call it open. We affectionately call it Open Mic yeah. Friday. And so what it gives you the chance to do is it gives you the chance to come in, collaborate with other brokers, hear what other people are doing, be able to be connected with other brokers in markets across the country and get a feel for what other people are doing in order to grow their business.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Matt, we do that and everything else for one reason and one reason alone. Tell them why that is.
You tell them, Ben.
Because we just want to be part of your win.
I love it.
It's bizarro world today.
That's right.